Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Here with us this morning to talk about the latest and set up the last few days of the New Hampshire campaign are WBUR's political analyst, Democratic strategist Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican strategist Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good to be with you.
Todd, the next few days will be all about whether Rick Santorum, Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich can whittle away at Romney's 43% or so, enough so that while none of them may beat Romney, they deny him the big win he expects in New Hampshire. Think they can accomplish that?
I think it's very possible, especially with two debates coming up this weekend. Those could be pivotal. Right now, Romney in some polls is even in the high 40s%. So the Romney goal is to get 51% in what has not just been a friendly neighboring state, but a state where he actually lives. He has a summer home there. So the expectations are extremely high.
Dan Payne.
Well, he's got a huge lead, as Todd said. Santorum is only now being considered a serious candidate. Huntsman's been traveling the state by himself for better part of 6 months. Gingrich is now damaged goods. So there's a lot of positive stuff going on for Romney in New Hampshire. And I really think, as Todd suggests, he's got to get to 50%. He's got to end the speculation that he cannot deliver his own party.
That he can't get above 25%, which he's failed to do in most state polls and most of the national polls, too.
Yes, and it just happened in Iowa.
All right, let's talk about Newt Gingrich. By all accounts, he's going negative in New Hampshire. Here he is yesterday in Concord, New Hampshire.
He'll do fairly well here. This is one of his three best states. But the fact is that Governor Romney, in the end, has a very limited appeal in a conservative party.
Which is pretty much what you were just talking about, Dan Payne. If he stays negative while Santorum goes positive, maybe trying to attract the huge Catholic vote in New Hampshire, Santorum being Catholic, is that enough of a 1-2 punch to bruise Romney?
I suppose. The social conservatives who are represented by Santorum, less so by Gingrich, really don't have much use for Mitt Romney. And as Todd was saying, if they have two debates coming up, and those debates are mostly about trying to show Romney is not a social conservative, then I think the gang up of or the pairing of Santorum and Gingrich can hurt Romney.
That's right. Romney is about to get a taste of his own medicine. He'll be the focus of not only attack ads going on now by Ron Paul, but attacks in these debates. Before, Gingrich, who's always been considered to be one of the best debaters along with Romney, you know, focused his attacks on Obama. He was the statesman. Well, now he's going to be driving home the contrast that the choice for Republicans is between a true blue Reagan kind of conservative versus a mushy Massachusetts moderate.
At the debates, Romney's got to worry about Gingrich because Gingrich is essentially saying, you know, I don't care whether I win, but I want to make sure this guy doesn't win because he savaged him in Iowa and cost him a chance to finish second or third.
So where is Romney weak? Is he weak on the social conservative issues? Is that what we're going to hear from his opponents in the next couple of days? Are we going to hear a lot more about the issues that Romney has largely avoided talking about, the hot-button social issues, abortion, gay marriage?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I was listening to radio yesterday afternoon, and a representative of Romney was asked a question. Well, name me one issue where Mitt Romney, one social issue where Mitt Romney has achieved some success, and the guy could not come up with one. Now, this is a person presumably briefed before he did the interview, so Romney doesn't have much to put on the table.
That's true. That's why Romney speaks in such platitudes now, you know, when he talks about this is a battle for the soul of America and everything, but he doesn't really have, for conservatives, much to say on specifics. I mean, he doesn't want to talk about Romney care, and that's why bringing in John McCain might have helped him in New Hampshire, because a lot of Republicans know John McCain personally like him, but nationally it sends a message that Romney is the establishment candidate and, like McCain, could lose.
Can Romney continue to focus on President Obama, which has been his focus largely over the last couple of weeks, almost pretending that the primaries are over and that he's the presumptive nominee? Can he stay above the fray and be successful in New Hampshire?
No, because of all the criticism coming from, not only from Santorum and Gingrich on the right, but also from the middle, from John Huntsman, So this idea of him just sort of staying with generalities is not going to work. Republicans want a reformer. They want somebody who will take the fight. And if he's unable to defend himself well against the other Republicans, that doesn't look good for November, you know, for being electable.
Yeah, Romney is going to be the focus of this week. He's going to have to show that not only can he attack Obama, but he can defend himself.
All right, and a very quick question. New Hampshire is make or break for what candidate?
John Huntsman, because he's invested totally there.
And Dan Payne.
I agree. He's got nowhere to go but up, and if he doesn't go up, he's gone.
Democrat Dan Payne, thanks.
You're welcome.
Republican Todd Domke, same to you.
Nice to be here.